KNOM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention began yesterday at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks. Governor Parnell announced that tribal courts may get more power in alcohol and domestic violence cases, and keynote speaker Nelsing Umabuck rallied the packed convention to protest subsistence rights within the Native community. But the speech that not just attendees waited for most of the day was the first Alaska Native to ever run for governor. Lorelei Kinnean reports from Fairbanks.
Even before Byron Mallott spoke a word into the microphone, attendees at the 2013 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention were on their feet, cheering and waving blue and yellow signs that said Byron Mallott, Governor 2014.
Thank you all so much.
The former AFN president gave a 25-minute address as a guest speaker for the convention. The speech was forward-looking. Mallott spoke of not what Alaska should look like in the next 50 years, but what it will look like.
It will be a place where our fish and game is still among the most priceless in the world, both in terms of bounty and beauty and constant renewal and a vibrant and powerful segment of our economy. Alaska will be a place where those who look at the beauty of our land and know that it makes them richer and better and more comforted, knowing that there are places in this world that cherish the very wonder of the places in which we live.
Mallott, during his address yesterday, spoke at length of his dreams for Alaska, dreams he holds on to and envisions. From the time he announced he'd run for governor in the 2014 elections, he's said he's not running for himself, but for the future of the state of Alaska and the kind of place it can be. He said yesterday other leaders have told him he needs to instead focus on the tough issues in Alaska.
Every single day, we must take responsibility. Every single day, we must dream our dreams. Every single day, we must take action to make those things we care about real, to make those things we wish for possible, to have in our eyes and in our minds a clear sense that what I've just described can be realized, and that there may come times when we do not have all of the revenue that we need, but that shouldn't stop us from working every single day to realize the best things in our lives.
Mallott just last week was endorsed by the Democratic Party and the earliest to ever be endorsed this early in the process. Mallott spoke much about bringing people in the state of Alaska together, to work together.
We can have, and we are building in Alaska, the best economy possible for Alaska. An economy in which a very unique array of corporations called Angsta Corporations are at 100 years the drivers of the entire Alaskan economy.
Mallott's political career began when he was just 22 years old when he was elected as Yakutat mayor. Mallott was commissioner of the Alaska Department of Community and Regional Affairs under Governor Bill Egan. He also worked as executive director of the Alaska Permanent Fund. And yesterday, at the 2013 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, attendees heard for the first time an Alaska Native leader speak to them as a candidate for governor of Alaska. The AFN convention continues today with a report from the Bush Caucus of the Alaska State Legislature. This afternoon, a subsistence report and discussion. Tune in to KNOM for live coverage of the convention. And reporting in Fairbanks for the 2013 AFN convention, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
While an economic disaster was declared for the St. Lawrence Island after the dismal walrus harvest this spring, no attention has been paid to Diomede's hard season. According to IRA President Etta Akinga, the hunters in Diomede usually catch between 20 and 30 walruses in a given season. This year, they caught just 4 adults and 2 calves. Compared to Gamble and Savungo, which took a mere third of their normal harvest, Diomede's numbers are even more dramatic, 1/4 to 1/6 of the yearly average. Hunters in Diomede were obstructed by thick ice last spring, the same problem that kept St. Lawrence Islanders from getting to pods of walrus migrating northward. Harsh weather also kept boats docked for months, for much of May and June, vital months for the harvest. The community of Diomede is preparing a resolution seeking to declare an economic disaster. In order to do that, they need to verify their catch numbers with the state and federal officials. It would have been done earlier, but the 16-day government shutdown kept departments and offices shuttered, drawing out the process. Even if an economic disaster is declared for the small island, there's no guaranteeing money or resources will be sent. Though Governor Sean Parnell mentioned the hardships faced by communities in Gamble and Savunga during his AFN address yesterday morning, his office has still not sent any real aid. No money, food, supplies, or development programs have been made available by the state. Like many St. Lawrence Islanders, people in Diomede are coping with the loss of meat and income by spending money on costly groceries shipped in. After 3 years of interviewing, researching, and archiving, the Kuwerik Social Science Program is releasing 4 traditional knowledge projects. Bering Strait tribes voiced concerns. Kuwerik heard those concerns and constructed projects to help solve the issues. One project is currently available, and 3 will be completed later this year. The project recently completed documents knowledge of non-salmon fish. This project archives how these fish are harvested, processed, and put away. It also logs their biology and habitat of the fish's cultural, nutritional, and economic importance. In addition, the projects survey household subsistence harvest for non-salmon fish. 3 projects are scheduled for release later this year. These projects focus on ocean currents, little Diomede walrus, and the region's ice seals and walruses. Each project's overarching goal is to document traditional knowledge. Julie Raymond Jacobian, Kuwerik Social Science Program Director, says traditional knowledge is an active, evolving knowledge constructed over generations of interaction with the environment. As the environment changes, so does the knowledge. And with climate change, the environment is changing faster and faster, with ice melting and vessel traffic increasing. These projects are tools to inform and influence these changes.
We communicate directly with agencies through letters as well as through attending public meetings. We try and help tribes use this information in any way that they see is beneficial to them. So if they come to us and say we're concerned about X thing that's going on, we look at what kind of information we've documented and how we can put that into a format they can share with an agency or an organization.
For example, from its ice seal and walrus project, Kuwerik has supplied the Coast Guard and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration with recommendations on vessel routing to avoid marine mammal concentrations. Kuwerik is also sharing the non-salmon fish project with the Coast Guard for its environmental analysis on a project harbor in Port Clarence. The non-salmon fish project is available for PDF download on the Kuwerik website. The other projects will be added to the website as they are finalized. To request a paper copy, contact Kuwerik. 6,000 homes in Alaska are not connected to a central water and sewer system, and the state may want to keep it that way. The Department of Environmental Conservation has spent decades working with communities to build water and sewer systems, but according to Bill Griffith, a project manager with the agency, statewide funding has dropped by half in the last decade. That could spell trouble for the 40 communities with no centralized service and for dozens of towns with water and sewer systems set up already.
Those systems are getting old. They're falling apart. They may not meet current regulations. They're undersized. There's a lot of problems with existing systems, and it's also very expensive to try to upgrade and keep those systems running.
The state thinks it can meet the needs by developing decentralized systems. To kickstart that effort, the state is launching the Alaska Water and Sewer Challenge to bring together experts to design a functional and affordable decentralized system. Instead of a huge community sewage lagoon and treatment plant, each household would be capable in some way of separating waste streams and recycling water.
There's ways that you may be able to treat that wastewater, either kind, on-site and dispose of it on-site, depending on where you are and what kind of environment you're in. And then finally, if you're able to reduce the overall amount of wastewater that's produced and has to be removed from the house, you know, it may become affordable to haul it away.
Griffith says that rural Alaska presents a unique challenge with its climate and remote locations. But he notes that there is existing technology that can do the job.
We want to see all of it put together for a whole household system. A lot of the things that we've seen that we think are promising, we just haven't seen them combined with other technologies to create that household system.
The state is also looking for teams with engineering experience as well as expertise from sociologists and health scientists. There's been interest from teams as far away as the Philippines and Bangladesh. Up to six teams will receive money to write proposals and present them to the project committee. The Alaska legislature set aside $1 million for the project. If more funding comes in, then in 2014 and 2015, three teams could develop prototypes and test them in a lab setting. Looking at the price of gold in New York, it's down 60 cents to $1,346.70 an ounce. Silver's down 21 cents to $22.51 an ounce, and zinc is at 87 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 11:24 a.m. today, and Flight 151 should depart from Nome at 12:15 p.m. Unofficially, it's 35 degrees right now outside the Canoam Studios, 13 minutes after 8 o'clock.